Let's face it, most hogs are destined to become pork chops and bacon, but this hog had a change of course. Perhaps it was just sheer luck that led him to become a 4-H project and then to wind up in a sale that would make him a national hero. It's quite a story, and it's next on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Judy Travelstead shares the story of someone very famous in their day.
King Neptune has always been a very important part of the history of Union County and of all of Illinois.
That may leave most of you asking, exactly who is King Neptune and why would he be so famous?
He was born in May of 1942 and went on the auction block for the first time in December of 42. So he was part of the Victory Pig Club.
And now you know King Neptune isn't a person, but a very famous pig raised by local 4-H'er Patty Boner as part of a local chamber of commerce that
wanted kids in the county, you know, to take pigs. They bought the pigs and then had them to raise them with the idea then they would sell the pigs and then the money would go towards war bonds.
When the auction day arrived, Patty's father overheard local Navy recruiter Don Lingle remark that it would be good to have some pork since meat was rationed. Patty's father decided to buy the pig himself and give it to Don as a nice gesture to those in the military.
Gave the pig to Don Lingle, and Don Lingle said, "This is such a success, I think I'll take this pig, I'll use it as our mascot in the Marion Naval Recruiting Office, and then we'll sell him again and continue to raise money."
That decision was the beginning of a story that would make Neptune the pig nationally famous. How did it happen? It's next time as we travel the countryside in Carbondale, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.